What are the most consistent things in your life in Yiddishkeit? What thing we hear all the time is we need consistency, we need consistency, we need consistency. So what is consistency in the Torah's view? How many things do we have that are consistent? Daily, weekly. If we look at these parshas, we can find a few of the consistencies in our lives. We have four avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, which were consistent. You know what they are? Okay. Don't jump out of your seats. One, we have the Lechem Aponim. That was on the Shulchan, May Shabbos to Shabbos. Two, we have the Menorah. It was lit every day, cleaned out in the morning. Lit. Always. It's always a constant. Morning and night, the Menorah. We have the Karban Tamid, the morning and the evening. There was one more constant, which we have to figure out. The Menorah is Zu Torah. The Menorah represents the light of the Torah in this world. The Agisa Yom Halayla, you learn in the morning and the night, and every second you could besides that. Don't, it's not a Ptur, you know, it's a, oh, the morning and the night, I'm good. No. That's if you have no other option, Chas V'Shalom. But you always want to be connected to the Torah. So the morning and night and everything in between, it's the biggest constant. But at the minimal level, it's a constant. Morning, night. Maximum level, constant every second you could. Grab the schusim. Be saying like, yeah, I don't want... Yeah, I can make money in the morning and the night. So that's what I do. Anyone who can make money all the time, if they knew surefire way to make money, they would do it. Boom, 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 boom. It's like people also, you know, people say, not holding by wearing by tzitzis. It's like, okay, are you holding by getting $1 million? Of course I am. Tzitzis is $1 million. It's $1 billion. It's $1 trillion. It's unlimited. Something that's more than dollars. You're holding by it. Back to the point. So we have morning and night. Tzitzis. Constant. Sorry. Torah. Morning and night. Constant. Then we have the Menorah. I'm sorry. Then we have the Lechem Up. We have Lechem Panim, which is Shabbos. We have the Menorah. Then we have Tamid, which is Tefillah. Carbon Tamid is Tefillah. We know the Avodah says Avodah Shebelev. What's Avodah Shebelev? The Gemara asks in Tainus Beis. Zut Tefillah. So carbon Tamid, which is the ultimate carbon, it's constant. Is davening. We have davening according to the Rambam, mitzvah d'oraisa every day, once a day, according to the Ramban and Shas Tzar. But Chazal gave us in our lives a constant, morning and night, morning and night. So we have Shabbos, which is every single week. And the Ramban says, Zachar Shem Shabbos is the whole week, every single day. You have to remember Shabbos, constant. Just like Beis HaMikdash Lechem Panim. We have the Menorah, which is Torah, every single day, morning and night, and all the time, constant. We have Karban HaTamid, which is the morning and night. Tefillah every day or Durabanan three times a day, constant. What is the Keteris? The Keteris is the other constant in our lives. What is the Keteris? Where's the constant with it? So we have to understand what the Keteris is. Keteris is one of the holiest, highest, special avodas. It's brought into the Kodesh Kedashim on Yom Kippur. It's in the Kodesh in general. It's the most in you could be in terms of an Avodah. And what's it there for? What's it doing? The Midrash says it's so special to Hashem. Why is it a constant like all the others? So, the Mefarshim explain that your soul is the Keteris. Your Neshama is the Keteris. Let that sink in. Your neshama is the Keteris. Your neshama is constant. What does that mean? Of course, your neshama is constant. You're alive. I know my soul is constant. I know. I'm here. Yeah, I'm alive. Yeah. How else can I be living? How can my heart be beating, right? They don't understand how is the heart beating. It's like a battery which just keeps going. We don't know where the juice comes from. It's from your soul. Fine. So what do I do with that? What do you do with that? How else do you live? As in. So often in life, we go by, yeah, I go by a million things, like the Mesilas Yesharim says, I'm constantly going through the whole day, and I don't think about spirituality. I don't think about my soul. I don't think about my higher level spiritual connections. This is the job of the Yitzhar, to forget, to help us, to stop us from connecting to our souls. This is the Keteris. This is the constant you need in your life. What's the biggest constant? That Rizal says, the Farshim say, that when you, at the end of something, is always the Siyum, is always the encapsulation of the entire idea. So why at the end of the Truma Tetzave is the Ketoiras? Because I already had all the other constants. I had Torah, I had Tefillah, I had Shabbos. How do I connect to all that? If I'm in touch with my soul. Moida ani lifanecha melechai v'chayim shechazar to be nishmasu. You wake up and you say, I have a soul. Moida ani lifanecha. Hashem, thank you for giving my soul back. My soul. The Farshim explained Moida ani, that you're waking up with excitement to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say, wow, I'm here to serve the Eibishter. I have an opportunity. I am a neshama. That you gave me back my soul. That is what we have to align ourselves with. That's the ultimate constant. If you forget that, you lose everything. So we end off Truma Tetzaveh with the Ketores to tell us, don't ever forget the biggest constant in your life. Don't lose out on the most important thing, which is your neshama. And then all the other constants exist, and then all other parts of the Torah exist. Rashi says in Parshas Nasoi, the Ketores is Taryag 613 mitzvahs, because it's all dependent upon your soul. It's all dependent upon belief. B'tzadek b'munasu yichya, the tzadik lives with emuna. And the Gemara in Makkah says that is the entire Torah, stands on that principle. If you have the emuna, you have the entire Torah. What emuna are we talking about? Emuna in Hashem. But not abstract Hashem. It's emunah in yourself that you are a neshama. That you have infinity inside of you. When you believe in yourself, you can be mekayim in the entire Torah. Rav Tzadik says, V'ayminu v'Hashem v'moysha avdo. I believe in Hashem. What do v'moysha avdo? Explain to Rav Tzadik. V'ayminu v'Hashem v'moysha avdo. You believe Hashem is Eved Moshe. Moshe represents all of Klal Yisrael. And we all have that little piece of Moses inside of us. The Vilna Gaon says this in Parshat Tetzaveh. Rav Tzadik says, the Tanya says that we have that piece of Moshe inside of us. The Gizkashrus, the connection to Hashem. When you believe in yourself, you can fulfill the entire Torah. And this can be the understanding of the Gemara in Makos. Bitzadik ben Menosu Yichya. Bitzadik ben Menosu Yichya. The Tzadik lives by his emunah. Bitzadik b'munasu yichya. The tzadik lives by his emuna. Emuna in what? Emuna in God. Emuna in God in the heavens. Emuna in God in this world. And where is the ultimate resting place of God in this world? In you. V'shachanti b'soicham. Oh, the Mepharshim explained it means God rests in you. You have to believe you have the power of infinity inside of you. When you believe you have the power of infinity inside of you, you will mekayim the entire Torah. So let's live the constant in our lives of the Ketores, of our neshama, of having that infinity inside.